This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's been several months. We've been riding this high and kind of watching the victory lap continue, and I think yesterday in some ways marked the beginning of the regular season. You know what I mean? It's been a lot going on, and I think it'll be good to kind of get into a routine, but those two ceremonies, Monday and Wednesday, were pretty spectacular.
Yesterday, two heart-stopping catches by the young center fielder who has been mentioned as a prospect. I mean, we talked about Albert Almora Jr. as a minor leaguer for a couple of years. Is he becoming the Javi Baez of center field?
Yeah, he's a Gold Glove caliber player right this second, and I like what he's brought to the table offensively. He's got great instincts in terms of his base running, as we remember from Game 7 of the World Series. And I think as long as he continues to hit, Joe is going to have a tough time keeping him out of the lineup. He was the first draft pick under this new regime, and they thought he had the goods to be an everyday center fielder the day they drafted him out of high school. And it's certainly looking to be the case.
It's interesting how his prospects have developed because, as you say, he was so highly touted when they drafted him, and then there was a period where I'm not sure that they lost confidence in him, but there was some question as to whether he was ready for the major leagues, and this year he's just looked outstanding.
Yeah, you know, his path has been just slightly different than the other guys. I think slightly at a disadvantage just because of his age. In this sense, you know, Bryant and Schwarber coming out of college maybe a little more polished to their game. But again, the maturity level is just off the charts. And you go right down the list, all of these guys, I mean, starting with Anthony Rizzo, Addison Russell, Chris Bryant, Kyle Schwarber, Albert Almora, Javier Baez. I mean, they're less than half our age, Lynn, and I feel like they're way more mature and adult than we are.
Well, between you and me, it's just us talking. That ain't saying much.
Well, that's true.
That is true. I want to give a shout-out to your broadcast colleague, Pat Hughes. I was at an event last night, the Union League Club of Chicago, for the benefit of the Boys and Girls Clubs. And Pat Hughes was awarded the Ring Lardner Award for Excellence in Journalism.
Well-deserved. I'm sure he gave a really fun speech and told me he was going to tell some old baseball stories. Did he tell the story of the one-inch triple?
I don't think he did. He did on demand tell us the hairpiece on fire story of Ron Santo, and also about the Ron Santo "Oh no" moment when Brant Brown dropped a. What he said was, and this was great. He talked about how Ron Santo was so upset in the clubhouse after the game that the manager of the Chicago Cubs at the time, Jim Riggleman, came up, gave Ron a hug, and said, "Don't worry, Ronnie, it's going to be okay. We'll pull this out." And Pat Hughes said, "I wonder how many other broadcasters have had coaches come up to them and comfort them."
It's a true story. Yeah, I've heard it many times. Well, anyway, I'll tell Pat to tell you the Bill Nicholson story about the triple that went one inch one day. Yeah, it's a good story.
Okay, well, we got the Pirates all weekend long, right? Friday, Saturday, Sunday, this afternoon. You have a great time this weekend, and we'll talk to you on Monday.
Sounds good. Have a great one, Lynn.
You too. Lynn Casper here on 93XRT, Lynn and Lynn, Mondays and Fridays after 8:30.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.